进入耶利米书的二十二章。
And let's enter into Jeremiah chapter
22. 而我们在读耶利米书，可以看到，前面是对以色列百姓的提醒。
When we study the book of Jeremiah, we could see the reminder of to the Israelites in the first part.
就是神用耶利米当工具，要把他们的轭拔起来。
And Jeremiah was used as an instrument so their evilness can be pulled up.
那可以建立新的关系。
And they can reestablish a new relationship.
那这拔起来的过程就是叫他们悔改。
And the process of pulling up is to ask for their repentance.
那到后面我们就看到神用巴比伦把他们拔起来。
And later on that we can see God use Babylon to pull them up.
然后带到巴比伦他们悔改。
And they were brought to Babylon for repentance.
那再从前面到后面我们可以看到一个最基本的前提，就是他们是跟神立约的。
And from the front to the back, we can see one of the most essential summary is that they made a covenant with God.
这个约在属灵上好像是婚约。
And spiritually, can be considered a covenant of marriage.
那这个约是永远的。
And this covenant is eternal.
那既然是婚约所以神就不能够接受他们容许第三者，就是偶像进来。
So if this is a covenant of marriage, then God would not be able to accept a third party that comes in, which is the idols.
那整个耶利米书，我们可以看到，好像一本剧本一直在写成。
And so throughout the whole book of Jeremiah, you could see that this is being written as a script.
那到了差不多二十五章的时候，这个剧本大概已经确定了。
And so to about maybe chapter 25, this script has been decided.
好，我们看二十五章。
And let's turn to chapter 25.
耶利米书二十五章。
Jeremiah chapter 25.
那从二十五章以后就是这个剧本完成就开始上演了。
And so after the script was written, after chapter 25, and so the play will begin.
就是巴比伦真的来了。
And so this is when Babylon truly came.
那在二十五章里面
And in chapter 25,
神给他们一个宣告。
And God has gave them a proclamation.
我们看二十五章第八节。
And chapter 25, verse 8. Therefore, thus say the Lord of hosts, because you have not heard my words. Verse 9. Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, said the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, will bring them against this land, against its inhabitants, and against these nations all around. And they will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment, a hissing and perpetual desolations. Verse 11, and this whole land shall be desolate and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years.
那这个地方就确定他们要被掳到巴比伦70年。
And so in this section, everything was affirmed that they will be captives in the land of Babylon for 70 years.
那一旦确定了，这个就不能改变了。
And so once something is confirmed, this cannot be changed.
所以以后的讯息耶利米就传达要向巴比伦投降，因为这个神的旨意已经确定。
And so the messages that came about later on that the people were instructed to surrender to Babylon.
投降，你们才能够活。
And you will be able to be alive after your surrender.
不投降，你们就死。
Without surrendering, then you will decease.
那在这个讯息确定之前，如果我们看第三节。
So after this message was confirmed, and we shall read verse 3.
第三好经读。
Verse 3. From the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even to this day, this is the 23rd year in which the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you, rising early and speaking, but you have not listened.
这个地方讲哈，二十三年啊，耶利米传警告二十三年。
And here says that Jeremiah preached the warnings for 23 years.
那特别说，从早上起来传说。
And he will be preaching early when in the morning when he get when he rise.
第五节。
And verse 5.
要回头离开恶道跟所行的恶，那你就可以住在迦南地。
And they said, repent now, everyone, his evil ways and evil doings, and dwell in the land that the Lord has given you.
所以这二十三年等于我们在用那个信用卡的 grace period, 你不要付钱了。
And so the 20-year period is kind of like the grace period when using a credit card.
也就是神给他们回头悔改的一个恩期啊。
And so this will be the grace period that God has given them for repentance.
所以可见哦，神要用公义来对待他们之前哦，神实在是用怜悯啊，给他们有机会回头悔改。
And you could see that before they're being treated with righteousness by God, God provides a time of mercy for them to repent.
他们拒绝悔改，所以神公义就临到。
And so they refused to repent, and the righteousness came.
那有时候神在对待我们也是一样啊。
And so sometimes God treats us the same way.
神给我们一个恩期，用各种不同的方法在提醒我们。
And we do have a grace period, and God uses all different kinds of ways to remind us.
神的公义不会突然临到。
And so the righteousness of God would not arrive suddenly.
一定以前会有怜悯的时期。
And there will be a time of mercy.
好像洪水来到之前，神叫挪亚去传警告。
And just like before the flood came, God instructed Noah to preach warnings.
那个就是恩典期。
And so this is a time of grace.
没有一个要听。
And so nobody wants to listen to them.
那方舟门关起来。
And so once the door to the ark has shut,
恩典期结束。
And so the grace period have ended.
神的公义来到。
And the righteousness of God came.
所以没有一个人说，神是没有慈爱的。
And so no one dared to say that God is without mercy.
这是因为人硬心，不愿意回头。
And because the heart of man was hardened and refused to turn back.
所以圣经里面我们可以看到神做事情，这是把慈爱放在前面。公义放在后面。
And so in the Bible, when we see God takes action, usually mercy comes before righteousness.
那恩典期完了，七十年的预告，他们要被掳。
And so after the grace period had begun, and they would be captives after 70 years.
那在二十五章之前哈，二十四章。
And before chapter 25, chapter 24.
二十四章就看到就是有两筐的无花果。
And so it talks about two baskets of figs fruit.
我们看第三节。
And this is verse 3. Then the Lord said to me, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" And I said, "Figs." The good figs, very good, and the bad, very bad, which cannot be eaten. They are so bad.
所以这两个无花果，一个非常好。
And so, the two different types of fig. One is the good figs.
那这个好跟坏哈，结果就不一样。
And so, the good and bad, it's there's a difference.
那第五节开始讲。
And verse 5 it says.
请听。
And thus said the Lord, the God of Israel, like these good figs, so I will acknowledge those who are carried away captives from Judah, who I have sent out of this place for their own good, into the land of the Chaldeans.
那这个被掳的这一批哈，就是好像好的无花果。
And so the group that was taken away captive, it seems like good figs.
那第六节哈，神就要眷顾他们。
And verse 6, for I will set my eyes on them for good.
那带领归回。
and I will bring them back to this land.
啊，神要建立他们。
And God will build them.
好，那另外一筐的无花果。
And so the other basket of figs.
就从第八节开始描写。
And started from verse 8.
请读。
And as the bad figs which cannot be eaten, they are so bad. Surely thus said the Lord, so I will give up Zedekiah, the king of Judah, his princess. The residue of Jerusalem will remain in this land, and those who dwell in this land of Egypt. Verse 9, I will deliver them into trouble into all the kingdoms of the earth, for their harm to be a reproach and a byword, a taunt and a curse in all places where I shall drive them.
坏的无花果就要丢掉了。
And so the bad fixed fruits will be thrown out.
所以它被交出在天下万国抛来抛去。
And so they'll be cast around in all the different lands.
那接受灾难。
And to receive troubles.
直到灭绝。
And until they are destroyed.
所以神是在分别。
And so God is making a distinction.
当然每个人也在分别。
So each and every one of us are also making a distinction.
但是我们人跟人分别常常是地上的标准。
But often as distinctions that's made by men is the standards of the world.
这是尊贵的，这是卑贱，这人是用人的标准在分别。
And so this is noble and this is lowly. This is based on the standards of men.
所以在地面上有这个无形的阶级。
And so on earth there are invisible hierarchy system.
但是神的分别不是这样。
But the distinctions of God is not the case.
神的分别是用神的标准。
And so the distinctions of God is using the standards of God.
所以圣经说末日的时候神要分别。
And so the Bible says that at end times God will make a distinction.
同一块田有麦子有稗子。
And so in the same fields there are the wheats and there are the barleys. The tail.
那这个麦子就收到仓库里面，稗子就放在火里面。
And so the wheats will be gathered into harvest in storage, and then the tails will be burned.
所以我们最需要注重的是，在神看起来我是麦子还是稗子。
And so we have to see ourselves as being very important. Are we wheat or tails?
那人怎么看我们？其实这是小事。
And so, however man sees us is only very minor things.
神怎么看我们，这是大事。
And so, whatever God sees us, this is a big thing.
那一个渔网抓了很多鱼，到最后也是要拣选。
And so, a net full of fishes in the sea will be selected as well.
好的收上来，坏的丢掉。
And so the good will be taken up, and then the bad will be thrown out.
所以是不是整个真教会的信徒都可以得救呢？
And is it all the members in true church will be saved?
这样看起来，将来神还是会分别。
And it seems like God will make a separation at the end.
在神看起来是好的就得救，不好的还是丢掉。
And so to God that anything that's good will be remained, bad ones will be thrown out.
所以。怎么活在神面前，在神的衡量之下，我们是好的，这是最重要的。
And so how to live in front of God and how to be the best, and this is the most important.
好，我们现在回来看，我们讲义的 A6.
And let's turn to your notes, A6.
在二十三章里面，
In chapter 23,
在预言神要让选民流散，并且又在聚合。
And it was prophesied that the chosen people will be in exile, and then they will be, and then they will come back again.
所以在这个地方告诉他们要回头就有希望。
And so here is telling them that to turn back their ways, then they will have hope.
没有回头人就没有希望。
And if you don't turn back, then men would not have any hope.
从古代到现在都是一样。
And so from the ancient times until now, it is the same.
但是回头常常是最难的。
But to turn back often, this is the most hardest.
好，我们看第五节。
And let's read verse 5. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will raise to David a branch of righteousness. A king shall reign and prosper, and execute judgments and righteousness in the earth.
这个地方预言有一个公义的苗裔。
And so here is the prophesizing that there will be a righteousness branch.
那这也是预言大卫的后裔要兴起救主。
And so this is also prophesizing the descendants of David will be come to savior.
那这个就是人类的盼望。
And so this is the hope of men.
整个救赎的中心。
And so this is the centralized planning of saving people.
也是圣经的中心人物。
And this is also the central character in the Bible.
公义的苗裔要掌王权。
So the branch of righteousness shall reign as king.
他行事有智慧。
And he would execute judgment and righteousness.
在地上施行公平公义。
And was serving righteousness on earth.
那在二十三章的第九节以后。
And chapter 23, verse 9 and on.
就在提到引人走迷路的假先知。
And so this is talking about the false prophet that's guiding people onto false ways.
我们看第九节。
And verse 9. My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake, and I am like a drunken man, and like a man whom wine has overcome.Because of the Lord and because of his holy words.
第十节。
Verse 10. For the land is full of adulterers. For because of the curse the land mourns, the pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up. Their course of life is evil, and their might is not right.
我看十三节。
Verse 13. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied by Baal.And cause my people Israel to err.
在十四节里面在神看起来这个以色列百姓好像所多玛。
And so in verse 14, God seen the Israelites as Sodom.
那十四节耶路撒冷好像俄摩拉。
And verse 14, Jerusalem is like Gomorrah.
那所多玛、俄摩拉就是淫乱。
And Sodom and Gomorrah, it's fornication.
所以淫乱
And adultery.
那所以后来就被毁灭。
And so at the end, they are destroyed.
在当时的世代是属灵的淫乱。
And so to the time of that era, this is a spiritual adultery.
那属灵的淫乱比肉体的淫乱罪更重。
And so spiritual adultery is more severe in sin compared to physical adultery.
所以十诫里面的第二诫比第七诫更厉害。
And so in the Ten Commandments, second commandment is more severe than the seventh commandment.
因为第二诫这是直接对神的存在、神的荣耀、神的本性的一个否定跟挑战。
And so because the second commandment is refusing the glory and then the existence and then the nature of God.
所以当时的先知引导他们走错路。
And so the prophets at the time guided on them to an incorrect path.
所以以色列百姓会走到被掳，当然他们本身的顽梗有关，但是当时的假先知也是 一部分的责任。
And so the reason for the falling of Israel has something to do with the fact that they are stiff-necked, but also the false prophet at the time have led them into incorrect path.
所以耶利米的工作特别难做。
And so the work of Jeremiah is extremely difficult.
好，我们现在再回到二十五章。
Let's turn back to chapter 25.
二十五章的十六节。
Chapter 25, verse 16.
十五节，十六节，请读。
16. And they will drink and stagger and go mad because of the sword that I will send among them.
这里讲好像喝一个杯的酒，喝了醉了就东倒西歪。
And so this is describing that they are drunk based on drinking and they would be falling, staggered.
这就是代表神的愤怒。
And so this represents God's wrath.
他一降到他们好像醉酒一样就到处走。
And so once it comes upon them, it's kind of like they're drunk and then they would wander around.
就受到刑罚。
And so they would be punished.
好，那我们再看二十六章。
And let's turn to chapter 26.
那二十六章就在提到耶利米的困难。
And chapter 26, it talks about the difficulties that Jeremiah had faced.
因为人要把耶利米置于死地。
And because as men, they will try to put death Jeremiah.
所以耶利米受到死亡的威胁。
And so he was basically threatened of death.
我们看十三节跟十四节。
And verse 13 and 14. Now therefore amend your ways and your doings, and obey the voice of the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent concerning the doom of that he has pronounced against you. 14. As for me, here I am in your hand. Do with me as seem good and proper to you.
在这里以色列这些人要把他治死，但是耶利米对他传的警告，他没有改变。
And so here that people wanted to kill Jeremiah, but Jeremiah is still preaching the warnings, and that has not changed.
那这个叫做忠心。
And so this is called loyalty.
所以圣经里面讲我们是做管家的。
And so the Bible says that we're housekeepers.
所求于管家是要有忠心。
And so if you're a housekeeper, then you have to be loyal.
那圣经里面讲这个忠心最少有两个特质。
And so there's two essence to the word loyalty in the Bible.
第一个特质就是不顾任何代价要完成神的托付。
And so one essence is to that you will want to follow and execute God's entrustment at all costs.
所以十四节说，至于我在你们手中你看觉得怎样好，你就办吧。
And so that's why in verse 14 it says, "As for me, here I am in your hands. Do with me as seems good and proper to you."
十五节，你如果把我治死，你要向神负责。
And verse 15, that for certain that if you put me to death, you will surely bring innocent blood.
他已经有死的决心了。
And so he has the determination of being dead.
他并没有因为死亡的威胁，他改变的信息。
So not because that he received death threats, he would change his message.
那保罗在服事当中他也提到他的忠心。
And so in Paul's servitude, he also talks about his loyalty.
他说我不以性命为念，使徒行传二十章。
And this is Acts chapter 20. He says, I don't really care about my life.
二十三、二十四节经读。
23 and 24. Except that the Holy Spirit testify in every city, saying that the chains and tribulations await me. 24, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God.
最宝贵就是生命。
And so the most precious thing is life.
对神忠心就是连生命也可以舍弃。
So when you're loyal to the to God, you can even forsake your own life.
只要走完成要我走的。
As long as you walk through the path that God wants you to walk.
完成神的托付。
And to complete God's entrustment.
所以我们要向神忠心，需要有一个决心，就是我愿意付任何的代价，完成神给我的托付。
If you want to be loyal to God, then you have to make a determination that at all costs, I'm willing to complete the entrustment of God.
就是在我们的工作上毫无保留了。
And so that means that in our work, then we have no reservations.
主耶稣来世界上毫无保留。
And so Lord Jesus came to this world without any reserve.
圣经好几次讲他面向耶路撒冷。
And so it talks about many different times that he would face Jerusalem.
他知道这一次去就是被钉十字架。
And he knows that he'll be crucified this time when he goes.
他还是去。
But he still went.
所以他是对神忠心。
And so he was loyal to God.
那第二个忠心就是里面的内心以神的旨意为主。
And so the second loyalty is that your inner heart will be depending on the will of God.
因为如果我们很忠心的投入，但是我们心里面的那个想法跟神的旨意不同。
And because if our actions is very involved, but our thinkings and mindset is completely different from the will of God.
那有时候对教会反而造成伤害。
And so sometimes this will bring harm to the church.
所以忠心到最后就是忠于神的心。
And so to be loyal is to be loyal to the heart of God.
那这个就是灵修的功夫。
And so this is the work of spiritual cultivation.
跟神很靠近，可以了解神要我们做什么。
And so you're very close to God and understand what God is required of you.
那知道神要我们怎么去做。
And you would know what ways that he would want you to go.
到最后神的旨意得到成全。
And at the end, the will of God will be fulfilled.
所以我们在二十六章耶利米书二十六章的十三节、十四节可以看到耶利米忠心的两个特质。
And so from Jeremiah chapter 26 and 13 and 14, we could see two of the essential nature of loyalty of Jeremiah.
第一个，他讯息没有改变。
And first, he did not change his message.
虽然人不喜欢听。
And although man does not like to hear,
但这个讯息是要救他们的。
And but this message is to save them.
但是他继续传讲。
And but he would continue to speak.
他如果改变讯息，他可能就不必死。
And because if he changes his message, he might not die.
但是他生命危险，他也不改变。
But even risking his life, he would not change the message.
他的心以神的心为心。
And his heart will be connected to the heart of God.
第二个就是他已经有死的决心。
And the second thing is that he made a determination to die.
所以在二十六章，我们看到耶利米遇到考验，就看到他是一个忠心的。
And so in chapter 26, we see that Jeremiah facing a test, and we realize that he is somebody very loyal.
但是到最后，耶利米有没有死？当然没有死。
And at the end, did Jeremiah die? No, he did not.
因为圣经我们可以看到有一些人就替他讲话。
And because in the Bible, we see some people started to talk on his behalf.
十六节。
And verse 16.
首领众民对祭司说：“这人不该死。”
And so the princes and all the people said to the priests and the prophets, "This man does not deserve to die."
因为他本来是奉神的名向我们说话的。
For he has spoken to us in the name of Lord our God.
但是在十六节的背后，就是因为他时候还没有到所以他就不会死。
And the second part of verse 16, because his time has not yet come, so he would not die.
工作还没有做完，就不会死。
And his work is not completed, so he will not die.
这是我们服侍神的一个观念。
And so this is a mindset that we should have while serving God.
在腓立比书里面
In Philippians,
保罗说我在两难之间。
And Paul has said that I am between the two difficult parts.
我不晓得死还是活好。
I don't know whether I should live or die.
他在监牢里面。
And because he was inside the prison.
啊，他知道最后可能会死。
And he knew that at the end he might die.
哦，他不怕死。
And he was not afraid.
因为死就与神同在。
And because once he dies, he will abide with God.
他也知道他活着很重要。
And he knew that it's very important for him to be alive.
因为能够让信徒又长进又喜乐。
And because he will enable the members to grow and be very joyful.
所以在监牢里面他已经看到他不会死。
And so in prison that he has seen that he realized that he would not die.
因为工作还没有做完。
And because he has work that's not finished.
所以我们的生死观就是从这里可以想得到。
And our perception of life and death can be related to this.
工作如果没有做完你遇到什么大病大车祸什么都不会死。
And so if you have work that's not completed, doesn't matter that what events that you come across, whether this is serious sickness or car accident, you will not die.
因为神托付我们还没有完。
And because God, the work that God has entrusted us was not complete.
所以二十六章耶利米遇到非常危险的情况。
And so in chapter 26,Jeremiah came to an extreme danger.
到最后神感动人，结果他也没有死。
And so at the end, God has touched upon man, and he did not die.
所以如果我们在教会里面安排我们做圣工，有的人退得一干二净。
And so in church, if you're assigned to do holy work, some people have pushed it completely away.
那退得一干二净都没有在做什么。
And so after they pushed everything away, they haven't really been doing anything.
可能我们遇到什么危险，神说你时候到了，因为你活着也没有什么功用嘛。
And so maybe when the dangerous times come, and then God would say that your time might come because it's useless for you to be alive.
所以在教会里面如果我们是一个有神还有工作要我们做的人遇到困难你不会死。
And so if you're somebody in church and God still need you to do work when you're facing difficulties, then you still would not die.
所以我们从耶利米面对死亡的威胁可以看到他的忠心。
And so from Jeremiah, we can see that facing the threats of death, and we can see his loyalty.
好，那我们看到二十七章。
And let's turn to chapter 27.
二十七章开始就是跟假先知的辩论。
And chapter 27 is the debate that he has with the false prophets.
二十七章的一节到第七节。
And chapter 27 verse 1 to 7.
以绳索跟轭来比喻。
And this is a symbol of the bonds and yokes, showing that the Israelites will be serving Babylon.
那第八节开始,
And verse 8.
如果不侍奉巴比伦，就会遭到灾难。
And if you will not serve Babylon, and you will come into punishment.
所以耶利米就劝要服侍巴比伦的王。
And so Jeremiah basically asked the people to serve the king of Babylon.
那这样的话耶利米的危险更大。
And so to this point, then Jeremiah's danger was even greater.
因为巴比伦是没有拜神的。
And because Babylon was a kingdom that does not worship God.
但是一个先知叫拜神的百姓向没有拜神的国投降。
And so a prophet is telling the people to be surrendering to a kingdom that did not worship God.
这是很难了解的。
And so this is very hard to understand.
所以耶利米面对的危险是更大的。
And so the danger that Jeremiah faces is even greater.
但是这是神的旨意。
And but this is the will of God.
在二十七章我们可以看到耶利米的讯息现在改变了。
And in chapter 27, we could see that there's a difference of Jeremiah's message.
他要他们投降，要顺服才能够活。
And so he told them to surrender in order to live.
那二十七章的十六节到二十二节。
And chapter 27, verse 16 to 22.
他就是要假先知来证明他们讲的预言是不是会实现。
And so this is when the false prophet comes and to see whether the prophecy that they have said will become true.
预言从神来的一定会实现。
And so any prophecy that comes from God will definitely reveal.
那预言不会实现，就不是从神来。
And if a prophecy that does not reveal, it's not from God.
所以包括我们在现在这个世界也是这样。
And so to our current world, this is the same thing.
如果有人讲这是从神来的启示。
And if somebody has said that this is the revelation as from God.
什么什么会发生，但是到时候也没有发生啊。
And so what is supposed to happen, but at the end it did not happen.
这个就是假的先知。
And so this is false prophet.
那我们教会里面哦，如果从神来的启示都会实现。
And any revelation that comes from our church, if it's from God, they will reveal.
那五旬节教派里面有很多的预言。
And so in the Pentecost denomination, they have many prophecies.
我们如果看他们写的书里面。
And if you see the books that were written by them.
但是大部分的预言都没有实现。
And but many of the prophecies did not fully reveal.
他们把它解释说啊，因为你们悔改，所以神就没有实现。
And so the way they explained it is that because you repented, so God did not allow this to happen.
但是其实哦，圣经里面讲的，如果是预言，就会实现。
But the Bible says that as long as it's a prophecy, then it should be revealed.
那预言不会实现哦，第一个可能是自己讲的。
So if the prophecy did not happen, one thing it could be that because it was spoken by an individual.
第二个可能是从其他的灵来的。
And the second thing it could be possible is from other spirits.
所以我们要非常谨慎分辨。
And so we have to be very careful in discerning.
不要很轻易的相信异象、异梦、预言。
And do not easily believe visions or dreams or prophecies.
如果跟圣经相合的。那这个是对的。
And if this is related in accordance to the Bible, then this is correct.
如果跟圣经不合的，这个就不对。
And if this is against the Bible, then this is incorrect.
如果圣经找不到的
，And if you cannot find it in the Bible,
就当作参考。
And so you would treat it as reference.
不要把它当真理。
And do not treat it as truth.
因为圣经找不到。
And because you cannot find it in the Bible.
那如果圣经找不到的预言是从神来的，它一定会实现。
And if theprophecy that you cannot find in the Bible, but is from God, then it will reveal.
所以圣经里面呢是要我们有真理的根基啊。
And so the Bible will require us to have the foundation of truth.
比方说婚姻发生问题。
For example, if there's problem with marriage.
最重要是回到圣经啊，丈夫跟太太要怎么来改变。
And so the most important aspect is to return back to the Bible and see how a husband and wife would change themselves.
不是去请谁祷告，看他有没有看到什么异象。
And instead to ask somebody to pray and see whether they would see a vision or not.
这种的方向跟圣经不合。
And so this directive, it's completely different from the Bible.
所以我们对这个预言要很谨慎。
And so to prophecy, we have to be very careful.
那这样我们就可以继续走在神的旨意上面。
And so this way we could continue walk on the will of God.
二十八章啊。
Chapter 28.
到后来哈，就是在讲要吩咐他们被掳。
And so, and at the end that they were instructed to be obedient because they were about to be captives.
好，我们看现在看二十九章。
And let's read chapter 29.
29章的第七节。
And chapter 29, verse 7. And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace.
十节啊，对不起，十节到十三节。
And verse 10 to 13, For thus said the Lord, After 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you, and cause you to return to this place. For I know that the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Verse 12. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. 13. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart.
我们刚讲这第七节，他们被掳到巴比伦，特别吩咐他们要为那城求平安。
And so we talked about verse 7 that they have, once they are captive in Babylon, they have to seek peace.
那神的平安就会临到。
And so the peace of God will come upon them.
所以我们可以看到像约瑟虽然被卖到波提法家。
And we could see that Joseph, although was sold into the household of Potiphar,
但是神还是跟他同在。
And so, but God is still with him.
因为这个被卖，虽然是人的错误，但是这个成为成全神旨意的一个方法。
And so, when you're being sold, although this is the will of God, but this is one way to fulfill God's will.
虽然这不是他愿意发生的。
And although this is not something that he was willing to let it happen.
但是神还是跟他同在。
And but God still abides him.
那被掳到巴比伦。
And to be captives in Babylon.
这是神的旨意。
And so this was the will of God.
虽然在那个没有拜神的地方求平安，神也会给他们。
And although you're in a place of asking peace, and God will still grant you.
那第十节开始就在讲神的本性跟神的本意。
And so, verse 10 and onward talks about the God's divine nature and also His His righteousness.
说神的意念是平安的，不是降灾祸的。
And so His way is to grant peace and not calamity.
那叫你们末后有指望。
And so that to give you a future and a hope.
这是特别对以色列百姓解释为什么神要让他们被掳。
And so this is to explain to the Israelites that why were they allowed to be captives?
因为最后是要让他们有指望。
And because at the end that they will be granted hope.
那指望从哪里来？
And so where does the hope come from?
指望就是从归回来的。
And hope comes from returning back to God.
归回向神。
And return back to God.
那为着归回。
And in order for this return.
就是不得已让他们被掳，因为警告他们不听嘛。
And so that they have to be captives because they would not heed to listen to warnings.
所以神最后的意念还是要给他们平安。
And so the will of God at the end is to grant them peace.
那在十二节
Verse 12.
你呼求我，我就应允你们。
And then you will call upon me, and I will listen to you.
寻求我就必寻见。
And when you seek me and find me.
这就是。平安的来源。
And so this is the source of peace.
我们一起默祷。
And let's pray in silence.